Let's talk a little Monday Night Football right now with ESPN's Stuart Scott. Stu, good morning.
Good morning, man. How you doing?
Doing great. Stu, how'd the girls do this weekend in soccer?
Youngest, there. She's now, after winning the state championship, again, I'm going to remind everybody of that, she's now in this some elite team where they bring all the best girls in the area together, and they play in one team, but they split them up, and they scrimmage against each other. So watch her get her scrimmage on, and that was after watching her dance for 2 hours in rehearsal. Then it took her back to dance while her sister was in dance for 4 hours.
No, I don't believe any of this.
Wow.
I believe your wife is doing all this. I don't believe you're doing any of it.
Then there was the study group. Then there was a study group, and then because they're girls, we had to go to the bookstore and go shopping. So I had four people ask me, hey, did you watch the college football games? Nope. I didn't. Saw the highlights on SportsCenter.
Yeah. I know. I was just telling Billy Ray the same thing. I mean, I got a soccer tournament 65 miles north.
You guys have parallel lives.
And
it's hilarious.
And I had another soccer tournament 55 miles south. And, man, it was – and yesterday, by 6 o'clock, I had to sit down to go watch a Charger-Raider game on DVR.
Because you're just tired. Like, Saturday morning, went to dance rehearsal for an hour and a half. Took both over to the soccer, to the indoor soccer facility, left one, took the other 20 minutes away for her study group, came back and watched the last two-thirds of soccer.
This is getting weird. Hold on. This is getting really weird.
Because that's because Billy Ray.
I've been listening to this for 9 years.
Billy Ray has had one daughter, and it was volleyball tournament, and it was concentration on one kid. When you got multiple kids around the same age, and they're all involved in all this stuff.
Yeah.
All right, here's the ultimate question, though, Stuart. You ready? Did you watch Dexter last night?
No, and here's why. My oldest daughter and I, that is our thing. We watched like the first four seasons of Dexter. We watched them all together, so I don't watch it without her. We caught one episode Saturday night, and then so we watched the episode from 2 weeks ago Saturday. And then afterwards, she's like, Daddy, I got to go to bed. I'm like, dude, there's no way we're not watching this episode.
And how old is this girl?
Daddy, I got to go to bed. And she said, and you're not going to let me sleep in the morning. So I didn't watch 2 weeks ago. And so now I think we have two. Was last night the season finale?
No, next week's the season finale. Let me tell you something right now. First of all, how old is your daughter that watches Dexter with you?
She'll be 16. And here's what I do. People are like, you better watch that. I fast forward through the actual killings.
Oh, yeah.
She doesn't care to see that. She's a like really deep thinking girl. She likes the complexity. We don't watch the sex scenes. I just fast forward through them and the actual when he actually kills them. We don't watch that. But she loves it. I love it,
dude. Wait till you see what happens last night.
Don't ruin
Listen,
it for him.
I thought last week's Dexter was the sickest one I'd ever seen. Uh-huh. This week's Dexter blows it away.
Oh.
And next week's the season finale. And I don't know what's going to happen. I just know,
the
show's on fire.
Told me. You know, the old banished cop who's trying to mess with Deborah's boyfriend.
Yep.
She said, Daddy, now usually Dexter only kills people because of code, and there's got to be a code. She said, but that guy's got to die.
Yep.
But he hasn't killed anybody yet.
Well, I'm not going to tell you what happens.
Those are comforting words to hear coming out of your daughter's mouth, no question.
I'm not going to tell you what happens, Stu. I'm just going to tell you that you better hustle up and catch up, because next time we talk, I want to be able to talk about the remainder of the season.
All right, I'll catch at least an episode this week, but probably not all three. Because
all right.
You know they got homework. Hey, by the way, as I look out of the window, because somebody's gonna say, Stuart, are you gonna talk about the Monday night game at all?
We are. So let's get to it. We're talking to Stuart Scott from ESPN. We've talked Dexter, we've talked Parallel Lives with Children. And by the way, I've got four, you've got two, so I've still got it twice as hard as you do. But here's the deal. Tonight's game. After the war that we saw take place yesterday between Pittsburgh and Baltimore, now we're going to see the other two elite teams, this time from the AFC East. And can the Jets really go on the road and beat the Patriots tonight? Billy Ray, I'm going to tell you this. There's no way you have two road teams in these two monster primetime games when I got New England tonight. Who do you got, Billy Ray?
I got the Jets, man.
Stu?
I got to pick on countdown tonight, and I don't know, because you ask, can the Jets do it? Absolutely they can. Like, there's no doubt in my mind that the Jets can win this game, and not like get lucky and win it, or not like the Jets are good enough to win this game, and they're good enough to win it fairly easily. This game is going to come down to whether or not the Patriots have it inside enough to win. the Jets have nothing to lose. They have nothing to play a little bit cautious for, because A, they're the Jets. They're not going to play like that. This game is going to be won or lost by the Patriots. I think the pressure is all on the Patriots, and I don't know who to pick.
Well, the Patriots a couple weeks ago went to Pittsburgh, and after the week prior, Cleveland running over the Patriots, they made every adjustment that they had to make. Right. They went on the road, hostile environment. They beat a Pittsburgh team at their place. Now they're coming home, and if you just have to make a flipping of the coin kind of pick, you got to go with the home team here.
I don't know that you have to go with the home team. You know, and I say all this, and I've been leaning toward going with the Patriots all week, but I don't know that you have to go with the home team. In a Sunday conversation that Rex did with Mike Tirico, Mike asked him, you know, have you heard anything from the Patriots? And Rex's like, I haven't heard a thing, which means they must be worried, and they should be. And he doesn't say it with this bravado. He's just matter of fact. They should be worried. And he said, we don't care about what this team has done in the past. This is the 2010 Jets against the 2010 Patriots. Mm-hmm. I want to play football for a guy like that. And I don't know what to do with this game. I really don't. I think the Jets come into this game with as much confidence as they've had for any game this year. And we know they have, you know, truckloads of confidence for every game.
I got to go. If you're not going to take home versus road, I got to go to my next level. Quarterback versus quarterback. As great as Sanchez has been throughout the year, you got Brady, who's playing some of the best football of his entire career. And again, home and quarterback for quarterback, I'm leaning towards the Patriots.
I will lean towards Brady all day long, unless he's playing Peyton Manning, and even then, as the way Peyton's playing right now, not so much. But I don't think you can just go quarterback for quarterback, because who's Brady playing with? He's got Danny Woodhead, who everybody loves. I mean, everybody loves Woodhead. And he's got the two rookie tight ends. That's their game plan now, you know, along with Wes Welker, who's always there. But go team for team instead of quarterback for quarterback, because this isn't just a quarterback game. Go team for team. Go up and down the roster on both teams. Who's better?
Jets are better defensively. There's no question about it. And I think we all look at the Patriots and we go, well, like you said, you got Woodhead, you got Welker, there's no more Randy Moss.
I think what you guys were talking about earlier about the pressure being felt on both sides, I think the fact that you have a Rex Ryan and the guy can just take all that pressure away against a guy like Belichick, I think that gives the Jets a resounding edge.
All right, Stu, come on. Who's convincing you here? Are you taking the Jets or are you taking the Pats?
Man, I can't say until Monday Night Countdown. I cannot give my pick until I give it on the air.
Which way are you leaning?
I've been leaning Patriots all week.
Billy Ray makes a compelling case about Rex Ryan.
I also need to check the standings, because I think I got a two-game cushion, so I got to see what the guys who are two games back of me are going to do.
Right on.
This time to start playing defense. Yeah. So I may have to go with who they go with just to not lose my lead. What a weak, wimpy way to make a decision.
That's all right.
I will not make it for that reason.
That's all right. We're all going to be watching tonight. And by the way, thankfully, the answer to the question, is it Monday yet? The answer is yes. Thank goodness, Monday Night Football.
Yo, dude, it is so cold. We did a segment last night. I will have just... No, I'm going to have two layers of long underwear on under my suit, and I'm going to have a heavy coat with scarves and gloves and those little heater things in my shoes and my gloves. Just know that.
I love those little heater things.
Little heater things.
I love those little sandbags of heat.
Yeah, basically. And they actually burn you if they touch your skin.
Right.
I'll take the burn instead of the 20 degrees and windy today, tonight.
Stu, have a great telecast. It's Monday Night Football on ESPN. Stuart Scott will be there hosting New England, New York, the Monday Night Football matchup of the year. Stuart, thank you.
Wait. And one more thing. Yeah. As my man Dexter would say, tonight's the night.
Well,
chilling. Chilling indeed.
You know, tick, tick, tick.
Uh-huh.
That's the sound of your life right there, Stu. Billy Ray, I got to get you to watch Dexter. It's ridiculous. Otherwise, you and me and Stu are not having a conversation. It's just me and Stu.
Really?
Mono
a mono. If I just keep up with the NFL, we can't have a conversation.
No, you got to Dexter it also.
Right. Oh.
Stu, we'll talk to you soon, man.
You guys take care.